Sparks Playground.
Hooray! This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Here's your host, Darren Harris.
Hey, yo, what's good? Welcome back to my show. My name is Darren Harris, and this is the Darren Harris Program. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you. I really do, every single one of you. I always like to ask everybody right up front how their mental health is this week or the past week. How was it? Hopefully you are in a good space. I try to put myself in a good space before I come in here and lay down my podcast. I hope everybody is in good spirits. I hope they are in good health. I hope they're in a good frame of mind. I like to keep that. I like to keep that positivity going. And again, I really want to say thank you for joining me on today. So, quick question. Do you know who James Weldon Johnson is? White people, I'll give you the pass on this one. I'm talking to black folks. What about J. Rosemont Johnson? You know who that is? Anybody? Anybody? Just what I suspected. Nobody. I bet not a single person listening to my podcast right now knows who those two men are. I'm willing to bet money. I might be wrong, but I don't think I am. Here's another question for you. Do you know who Francis Scott Key was? I bet a lot of you know who that man is, more so than the other two men that I just mentioned. Here's another question. When somebody asks you, what's our national anthem? What song do you think about? If you're a white person, you're like, it's the Star Spangled Banner, of course. What else is there? But if you're black, if you're a black person, that's kind of a loaded question, right? So I'll rephrase it. Black people, do you know our national anthem? And while I'm at it, I'll ask white people too. Do you know what the black national anthem is? White people are like, there's a black national anthem? And I'm going to go ahead and say that a large portion of the black people think that I'm talking about some sort of Jay-Z song. Like, black national anthem, well, what the fuck are you talking about? But it's true. It's true. I've asked so many people who those men were, and no one can tell me. But a lot more people could tell me who Francis Scott Key was. And I know a lot of you are like, oh, maybe those two guys helped him write the. No, they didn't help him write the national anthem. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. In 1900, a poem was written by a man from Jacksonville, Florida. I live not too far from Jacksonville. He wrote this poem. And it was a great poem. Very uplifting, very moving for the time. Very, very inspirational. And later on, his brother said, you know what? I think this would be a great song. And his brother was able to put it to music. And those are the first two gentlemen that I'm talking about. I was talking the first couple of guys that I mentioned. So the song caught on immediately, like wildfire. Spread all throughout the country, in black neighborhoods and black communities all across the country. It was sang in churches. There were teachers who went to different schools to teach the children this song. And it debuted in 1900. And it was very, very, very well received. Later on, the NAACP, They dubbed this song the Negro National Anthem, and later they began to refer it as the African American National Anthem. Now, this song, it was written as a prayer, like a joyful prayer, like to express our joy to God for our freedom and for other things, to promote our faithfulness to God, to show our gratitude for being delivered from slavery, which identifies with the biblical exodus from slavery in the Bible. And that's what it was about. That's what it was for. It was our hug on God. It was our hug. That was us as a people hugging God in song and being happy and proud to be black people, to be free black people in this country after being oppressed for 400 years. Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I actually sang this song when I was younger. In I can't remember if it was like second or third grade or something like that. We did it for some sort of like school graduation or something. But I remember singing this song. I remember singing this song. And this song is very, very dear to me. And it should be to every single African American in this country. It really should be. But it's not. And like I said, a lot of black people don't even know this song. They've never heard this song, much less understand its meaning or where it even came from. And that's sad to me. We don't even know where this song came from. It's sad, but we should. We absolutely should, because it's a representation of who we are. It's a representation of black people, free and happy black people. The mentality of black people back in those days was so different than the mentality of black people today. So different. We were unified. We loved each other. You know, it wasn't all, you know, peachy keen, but we loved each other. We tried as hard as we could to protect each other. And this song was a culmination of that. And it spread like wildfire. Everybody was singing it. And it's made in recent years, very recent years, sort of a comeback. And people have been, and I've heard it a few more times, a little more frequently than I have, you know, throughout the course of my life, but I've been hearing this song a lot more lately. And let me not say that everyone doesn't know, because there are obviously some people who do know. And for those people, thank you very much, brothers and sisters, for putting it out like that. And I will do my part to try to put it out and get it out there as well, so that it can be one of those things that we covet as black people. Because we should covet it. But there's been a lot of pushback. There has been a lot of pushback. Some people asked me some questions, like last week. Some people asked me, because I was talking about it with a friend of mine, and somebody said, do you think that there should be a black national anthem? Do you think having a black national anthem and a national anthem for the rest of us is divisive? What is the purpose of having a black national anthem? I've heard people say that it's silly to have two national anthems, that it's not a real national anthem, that it's dumb, and a host of other derogatory comments, all kinds of negative shit about a song that was written to express joy and peace amongst our people. And that hurts my feelings. That really does. because it just really re-solidifies to me that America from old, the America of old, the America that didn't include us, that America that looked at us as three-fifths of a person, or whatever it was, Well, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I think there should be two national anthems. And the first reason is because there's two Americas, and there's always been two Americas. And as long as we continue to allow our voices to be silent, it just makes it. And it's sad to say, they're never going to acknowledge or recognize us, Tim Scott, Candace Owens, Herschel Walker, and a host of others who believe that black people's salvation lies with white people. So we have to show them that our salvation does not lie with black people by shouting it from the mountaintops, by never allowing them to constrain us, by never allowing them to dictate to us what is important to us. Because I'll tell you, when this country was founded, we were not included in the grand plan for America. America has a very long and detailed history of excluding and separating black people from everything. Everything. Tearing apart families since the beginning. Since the beginning. And they just figured a way to continue legally by the book. It's sad. America has made it, like historically, has made it abundantly clear to black Americans that we are not on equal footing in this country. America has done a great job of relegating its black citizens to second, third, fourth, even fifth class citizens without even batting an eye. And if it was up to them, we wouldn't be here anyway. Thanks for the free labor. Get the fuck on. If that's the, I mean, now people get mad at me for saying shit like this. I get it a lot. People get mad at me for speaking up and speaking out against stuff like this and saying stuff. Don't get mad at me. Okay? I didn't do this shit. Okay? America did this shit. Our founding fathers did this shit. Our colonizers did this shit. The transatlantic slave trade did all of this shit. So I will never apologize for saying it. And you can hate me. You cannot listen to me. You can do whatever you want. But I'm always going to speak up about it because it's bullshit that America continues to perpetuate and is dying to hold on to. But there's a lot of Americans who are getting tired of it. There really are. There are a lot of Americans, or people in the country, I should say, that are getting tired of it. I, for one, am fucking tired of it. I'm tired of it. There needs to be a change. There needs to be a shift here. There needs to be a shift here.
So, how'd he go?
Word is natural causes.
Look at all the flowers.
Yeah, he had a lot of friends.
Raid Earth Blends. It has a not-so-friendly insecticide that uses a blend of earth and science ingredients with the killing power of the chrysanthemum flower.
Who sent the, chrysanthemums?
Raid Earth Blends uses the power of earth and science to kill bugs dead.
Raid Earth Blends, manufactured by ACS Manufacturing Corporation. ISO certified, world-class quality. ACS!
the Darren Harris Podcast.
Hey, folks, what's happening? Welcome back to the show. I'm your host. Well, you already know that because you're already listening. I'm back, folks. What's happening? Today, I'm talking about the Black National Anthem, which, by the way, I have not said the name of yet. Now, some of you have probably already gone ahead and Googled it, and that's cool. Good. Absolutely great. Because now you know. And I will also say probably a lot of white people that are listening to my program, or still listening, have probably done the same thing. And that's great. I'm glad, because I think everybody should know. Because it's a beautiful song. We have come a long way in this country, such a long way in this country. And that is why it is so very important for all of us to lift every voice and sing. Did you hear me? Lift every voice and sing. I'll say it one more time. Lift every voice and sing. Shout it from the mountaintops. Be proud. Help others. We can do this. We could do this. We could have a beautiful place. We really could. All of us. Everybody, man. We can have a beautiful place. But first, we've got to pull together. And we have got to be vocal about being fed up and sick and tired of the divisive ideology that is being pushed forward in this country. I don't want divisiveness. I want unity. That is exactly what I want for everyone. That's exactly what I want. I want fairness. I want actual justice in this country. So that's why it is important for us to lift every voice and sing every voice. If we all say it, then it will happen. But as long as we are distracted by shiny things, then we're never going to hear the music. Then we're never going to sing this song. And that is a shame. What needs to happen is we need to stop asking permission to be black. Okay? We need to stop asking for permission or looking for anybody, really. I don't care who it is, anybody's validation. We need to stop asking permission to express blackness. We need to stop being concerned with what non-melanated people think about melanated people, but not out of spite. For the simple fact is that they cannot know what it is like, possibly know what it is like to be a melanated person. They should have absolutely zero control over issues that govern black people. Or black and melanated people. Really, for that matter, anybody melanated. White people should not be governing everyone. It should not be that way, by the way, okay? They should not be the sole policymakers that govern what the rest of us do. Because it doesn't serve the rest of us. A lot of the ideology is self-preserving, self-serving for the white agenda. And that just is not inclusive. And that is the thing that they are fighting against. They are fighting against diversity and inclusion. That is so fucking wrong. Diversity. You don't want diversity? And they make no bones about it. The rest of us have to show that we are sick of this. We are sick of this ideology. because it doesn't serve anyone but you. And the rest of us are here too. The rest of us are here too. We need to stop governing ourselves by the value systems that were put in place on purpose to oppress black people. We need to stop caring if being who we are as black people make white people uncomfortable or angry or afraid or any other feeling. We need to quit caring about it. We need to quit caring about it. And the reason we need to quit caring about it is because we are not in control of what white people think about us. Simple as that. We can't care about it. I can't care about it. We have to be busy doing us and not worry about them. We have to get busy. And a lot, and hats off to the brothers and sisters that have realized that and have already started. We don't need them to give us anything. We don't need their legislation. We don't need their interference. We don't need any of that. The truth is, there's a good amount of down-home American patriots that stand on the original values of the founding fathers, and they make no bones about it, and they will do anything to protect it. And that is awesome, except that melanated people weren't supposed to be included in those plans. And there are people in this country that still believe that we should not be included in those plans. And that's just not the makings for a good place to live, for a unified and happy country. It's not the greatest country on earth. Like it's perceived. It's not. The perception of this place is so different than it actually is. Now, are there worse places around the world? You betcha. But you know what? There's better places too. Much better places. Now, I'm not saying let's leave our place. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying let's leave this place. I'm saying we need to do better in this place. We need to learn to do better together in this place. We need to figure it out. We need to figure it out. There is hate that is still being taught across this country. There's still hate being taught across this country. Racial hate is still being taught and harnessed and weaponized in our country. And it's never going to be right if we don't fight for it, if we don't sit up. And I'm not talking physically. I'm talking, we have to become active politically. Black people, more black people. If we all voted, it would be crazy. Be crazy if we all voted. Every one of us that was able to, if we all voted for the things that are important to us, as opposed to waiting to see what they say is important to us. We know us. They don't. Okay? We know what's important to our communities. We know. And we need to start harnessing our resources so that we can take care of these things. We need to start turning ourselves into our own communities. We need to start volunteering to do things in our own community. Let's walk around and clean things up. Let's have barbecues. Let's get people involved. Let's have families out in the street playing ball. We can have everything that everybody else has. We just need to focus in on it. And that is the absolute fact. So, yeah, folks, when somebody asks you, you know, what's your national anthem? And I'm talking to black people, by the way. What's your national anthem? What's the national anthem? The national anthem of this country is the Star Spangled Banner. The national anthem for our people is Lift Every Voice and Sing. And that's it. That's our national anthem. Yeah. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Great. That's awesome. It really is. And I'm not being funny. It really is. You know, if that's the poem and that's what we want to, fine. Absolutely. Whatever it is. But don't diminish the fact that we as a people, we have an anthem that promotes positivity, that promotes unity and love amongst our people. And don't let anyone strip it away from you or diminish it or take it away, because it is our legacy. It's our people. It's our things. All right? I think that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Darren Harris Podcast. I want to thank my parents for being the best parents in the world. I really do. And my dad, really, I'd like to, because my dad was very active in the civil rights movement. And he is very familiar with the song. And I'm thankful that I was able to hear this song when I was young, so I could really kind of internalize it as I grew up. And my father really does embody this, that whole lift every voice and sing. And, you know, that makes me proud. I want to thank my wife for being the best wife in the world. And I thank her because she didn't know what it was, but she was very curious and she was very eager to learn about it. And she was very respectful, you know, and I would like to find the Latin national anthem now. I really would. I would love to find out what the Indian national anthem is. I would love to find out what they all are. I want to thank my producer, Jesse Yandel, for actually bringing this, because I knew about it, but I wasn't really going to talk about it. But he gave me and I want to thank Gentry Thomas also, which is, he's the gentleman who has that. That's the platform that I'm on. I wanted, because they were the ones that actually were having a conversation about it, and they thought that it might be a great podcast topic for me this week. And I thought about it for a couple of minutes, and I wasn't going to do it. I was going to do something different. But then I started thinking about it, and I started thinking that there's not a lot of people that I don't really hear it. There's people who don't know it. I mean, I can ask people, do you know what the black? I mean, I can ask older people, and they don't know it. And the fact that these two, you know, white gentlemen are sitting there talking about it, that really, you know, positively about it, without being provoked, just research that they did on their own. That's what we need, folks. That is what we all need, is everybody who is willing to look into our history, all of our history, with a respectful eye and see what they can do to make America a better place for everybody, not just white people. So I want to thank them two white guys. And I want to thank, last but not least, everybody out there who's listening to my voice right now. Everybody who's listened to my voice in the past and is no longer listening, and people who have yet to listen to my voice, I want to thank you all in advance, in the present, and in the past. Thank you very much for listening to my show. And, you know, if you like it, keep rocking with me. You know, drop some DMs and let me know some podcast topics you'd like me to talk about. You can also reach me on my Instagram. You can hit me on my Instagram, which is Darren T. Harris _ comedian. And I think my Facebook is Darren T. Harris only, or Darren Terrae Harris, T-E-R-A-E. You can hit me on my Facebook if you like. Drop me a DM. Let me know what you think, or what you want to talk about. Oh, yeah, you can hit me on my YouTube also. That's right. I got a YouTube now. It's at Darren Harrison. All my podcasts are on that, are on all platforms. All platforms. You can get my podcast anywhere. And you can even listen to them if you want on my YouTube, which soon I will be, I'm going to stop being so shy, and I think I'm going to try and start videoing myself doing my podcast. So we'll see how that turns out. But for right now, this is what it is. So again, thank you very much for tuning in this week, and I'll see you guys next week. Thanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Darren Harris Podcast. Subscribe to the show, give a good rating, and everything you need to know is at DarrenHarris.com.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoice.
Town.
Loud as the rolling sea.
I like this part right here. Come on.
Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present
John. Now we add a little something to it. Just to encourage you. We're gonna take you to church later. Let's go!
We'll keep marching right until the victory is won.
To all my brothers out there.
Hold your head up, brother, till the victory is won.
To all my sisters in the struggle.
Keep believing, sister, till the victory is won.
Till that day!
Till that day comes.
Hey.
Let us march on
to victory.
Till victory.